You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got Edgardo back for another segment. I want to thank Edgardo DeFortuna. He's the founder, chairman, broker in charge of Fortune International Real Estate, mover and shaker, or as my wife likes to call it, he's the king of real estate in South Florida. Thanks so much for the demotion, honey. Now, Edgardo, we were talking about Sunny Isles. I know you've got a real soft spot in your heart for Sunny Isles, but are you guys active in Broward?
We are. We are developing the best project in Broward in partnership with Related, the Auberge Resorts, and it's probably one of the most beautiful projects I've ever done, the two towers, and it's really a great success. A lot of the local buyers are giving away their houses or leaving their houses and moving to Auberge because it's the happening place in town, and it's going to have unbelievable amenities, the service, like living in a resort with all the convenience of almost a house in the sky.
I love the real estate. I have watched that location for so many years. What a great assemblage they did. And it's an amazing location, amazing facility. Not too many places in Florida where you can walk out your front door and go jogging up and down the beach.
It is awesome, man. The Ireland family, which was the owners of the Ireland Inn, did an unbelievable job in putting all the site together, 450 feet on the ocean. There is incredible. Right next to a single-family neighborhood, the views are amazing. Everything about this project is second to none.
And the feel. You see, to me, it's the feel. It's you can go there and you can touch and feel it. It's close to Publix. Close to the beach, mm-hmm. Close to the schools, close to the Galleria, close to everything.
Well, and the management team, the Auberge management team, is so well trained and so well prepared to service this type of customer. They're very much into food and beverage. They're great in the spa and treatments. All about it. It's about lifestyle, about enjoying life, and people are really, really embracing this.
Tell me about the amenity package that comes at the Auberge Fort Lauderdale.
We will have two restaurants, one in the corner that is going to be open to the public. That is an Italian restaurant that's going to be fantastic. And then on the beach restaurant and bar is second to none. There's over 10,000 square feet of spa. Wow. with all the services. Everything about this project is first class and five star.
So what's next for Fortune?
We, together with the Chateau Group, we own a wonderful site in again Sunny Isles. With we bought a condominium called Playa Varadero, which had 346 units, and we, for 2.5 years, we bought every single unit to be able to accomplish buying them all and then terminating the condominium and knocking down the towers. And we're planning two magnificent towers for that site, of course, after we finish with Jay's Signature and the Ritz-Carlton Residences.
Oh, well, we didn't talk about the Ritz-Carlton Residences. Was that like a little softball you were throwing me?
You haven't asked me about my second child.
I mean,
it's like saying, oh, I love your firstborn, but not your
come
second
on.
Child.
Come on, I wanted you to pull. Come on, we got to do a little give and take here.
The Ritz is...
Tell me.
We're so happy it's under construction. It's on the 9th floor already. And working with the Ritz company, the training that they put those employees through to get the service that everybody's expecting from a Ritz brand, it's amazing. So when there, we have an incredible amenity floor on the 32nd floor that has a club with all the Ritz-Carlton services at the club. But in addition to that, we have 8 units that we're not selling. They are like 8 residential units of approximately 600 feet each, where if you own an apartment at the Ritz-Carlton, you can reserve that unit for your friends, your mother-in-law. So you don't have to have your mother-in-law in your apartment.
Wait a minute. I would love to have my mother-in-law in the apartment.
I am sure you would.
But you know I mean that, honey. You know I mean that.
Absolutely. But your son from college that comes in and doesn't want to stay with you, it's an awesome place to be able to enjoy from the views of the 32nd floor with all the services of the club and having breakfast and lunch and dinner there. So it's really another spectacular building that is right next to Bell Harbor. It's the first building you encounter coming from Bell Harbor, so the views of the park and everything else is really, really outstanding.
So let's talk a little bit now about the spinoff that comes from all of these fabulous upscale units. You're redefining neighborhoods. You're bringing in new people into the neighborhoods. Those new people want to do something. They want to shop.
Absolutely.
They want an office.
All right.
What are you doing about that?
Well, it's hard to compete on the shopping end because locally we're surrounded by wonderful shopping. Obviously, 10 minutes from Aventura Mall and 5 minutes or less from Bell Harbor. So it really, from the shopping, they're all set. I mean, they can the buyers, the husbands of the couple that buy at Ritz or something are more concerned about the expenses, not of the apartment, but of the wives buying or shopping at Bell Harbor. But as far as the entertainment, there's a lot of movement in putting, installing, getting new restaurants in and new things. But also, the great thing about Sunny Isles is that 15-20 minutes from South Beach, so you can go to South Beach, enjoy the hustle and bustle of South Beach, and then go back to your quiet neighborhood and really enjoy the beach in the morning without having any noise or any issues.
Now we're in the shout out phase here. We've talked about a lot of your projects that you're working on, but each project has a person that helps you on site, don't they?
Of course. I mean, we have wonderful sales teams that work in the in-house site sales offices, and they're very, very professional. For the brokers, they love it because they just take the client there, and our team does the work for them in the sense that they do a magnificent presentation. We are very big in technology, so all of our sales centers are equipped with the most wonderful, because the reality is at the beginning, especially, we're selling the dream, so we have to be able to show it. So we equip the sales centers with all the technology possible so the buyer can really visualize what they're buying. And then, of course, with the professionalism of helping them select what they need and what their financial abilities might be.
So then you have a real consultative way that you approach it. You deal with both international and U.S.-based buyers. You can show them all the neighborhoods in town. What am I missing?
Well, locally, in Fortune, not only we sell our own developments, but we sell for the best developers in town, the Related, so the OCO groups. I mean, so we really have a full gamut of product that for the buyer, and we don't wait for the buyer to come to Miami. We really are going everywhere. We started just in Latin America, but now we're honestly everywhere, all over the world, because as we were talking about Turkey, we are also in Italy, we're in France, we're in Spain. The world is in love with Miami today. So we, rather than waiting for them to come, we try to educate them about the new projects and the new things happening in Miami and trying to capture their attention even before they come.
Now, I mentor a lot of the young people that come from the University of Florida, where I sit on the board of the real estate program there. Young people in town, if they want my advice, I always have an open door policy, because the way I look at it is real estate is a mentorship business, and we're all about keeping the quality of the practitioners here as high as possible. If somebody wants to work at Fortune, top producer, or somebody getting their start, how do you bring them together to make sure that they have a good experience and that your customers have a good experience?
Well, the top producers come to Fortune because they love the amount of inventory that we have. I mean, we really have the pulse on everything that is coming out in the market. So to be able to offer that to your top clients before the general public finds the information, it's a really major advantage for the top producers. So it's a great not only capturing things but retaining them. But we also have a very good training program for the young people coming out. And today, because of technology, there is a great possibility for the up and coming newer person coming into real estate to be able to have all the information and to have the tools. So we try to teach them and put them into experiences at sales centers in teams that they can learn from each other and they can push each other. So it's really a great collaboration. I mean, I always say that Fortune is a great family. We really love what we do and we do a lot of it together as teams. And really, we vacation together. We go. We have Friday lunches together. We really are a big family at Fortune.
Okay, I watch a little Facebook here, so this is kind of a loaded question. What was your favorite trip that you took your team on last year, this year? What's the favorite one?
Well, it's hard to say because we had so much fun everywhere. But we've been to Buenos Aires, which obviously is my.
It's your favorite.
I'm biased about it, but we also went to Las Vegas. We sometimes they can't travel that much, so we organized a trip to the Keys. We went on a cruise. We really have done it, and we're presently planning a trip to the Caribbean to an island where a developer has a major development that wants us to take a look at. So he offered to provide the entire hotel for our team. So we're planning a trip of 140 people just to experience the lifestyle. In Canoan Island is the name of the island, and I'm sure we're going to all have a great time.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'll be looking for that on Facebook too. And if you need any young people from UF or give me a call for sure. I'd love to have you come up there and meet some of them at one of our events. Well, and it's just great.
Well, our head of construction, Ron Coron, is a UF alumni and a big big fan of UF. So
we got the Rinker School of Construction up there.
Right.
He's the man. Listen. I want to thank you so much, Edgardo, for coming on the show today. Really terrific. I promise I'll fill in my promise of getting you hooked up with Vince and the guys at Flex Wheels. It sounds like that'd be a really cool thing for you guys to hear about more.
Sounds awesome. I mean, I haven't heard of the program, but I would love to experience it or to understand it so we can apply it to some either brokers or customers.
Well, I'm happy to make that introduction for sure. And thanks for saying that on the air. Well, your $3 will be waiting. Wanted to give this man a $5 when he leaves. Edgardo, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to come back with one last segment. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian, her search for the kidney, and her strength that keeps me motivated and focused at all times. Wanda, rock the house!